From Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, and the home of Hot Chicken, it's the Rick Altizer Show. Sit back, buckle up. Rick will talk with the movers, shakers, and creators who put Christ in Christian entertainment. He's a man who's clear so the world can hear. Here's Rick Altizer.
Hey, welcome to the Rick Altizer Show. My guest today is singer and author Becky Nordquist. Becky, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're here in my studio, and just it's great being able to do this. Today we're going to talk about a topic that might be, for some people, this is going to be a real blessing to them. Becky has just written a new devotional called Before We Said Hello, Finding Hope After Pregnancy Loss and Infant Loss. And one in every four women have experienced some kind of infant loss or pregnancy loss. So, Becky, before we start, how did you get involved with this project? This is a project through, many of you know my friend Steve Seiler. He's been on the show, about five times or so. And we're going to be also talking about where you can find this info at musicforthesoul.org. But, Becky, how did you get involved with this particular project with Steve?
You know, really, it was a God-orchestrated moment that we met through a mutual friend, and he asked me if I'd ever recorded anything, and I had just come off of working with Nashville Christian Songwriters with John Chisholm, and David Baroni was my coach that weekend. So we had just done a demo, and so I gave him a copy of that and explained that the song that I'd written was out of about 2 years of grief. We had a stillborn son. We had already experienced, we had five pregnancy losses. My mom died. My dad died, or my brother died. My dad had died 20 years before. And then I lost a friend, Lisa, who had had pregnancy losses and stuff in my basement. She died. And
oh,
I found her.
Oh, my goodness.
And I couldn't revive her. I mean, it was literally like a loss once a month. Mm. But so the song was really birthed out of a season of sorrow and loss. Mm-hmm. And he said, you have a lot of pregnancy losses. And he had just written Before We Said Hello. He said, you need to record the song for me. So I, of course, immediately prayed first and then said, absolutely. So, and it just grew from there, you know, where we ended up co-writing another song and with Tony Wood and, you know, and then the publicist said, where's the book? And we're like, yeah, it is a needed thing, and it's kind of that silent sorrow. People, it happens. It's one in four people. So, I mean, you know, they just don't talk about it. The conversations come far, but not far enough.
Well,
for sure.
You know, we experienced a pregnancy loss. Mm. Our first pregnancy was a miscarriage, and my sister-in-law lost an infant loss. She went to full term, and Samuel was born stillborn. I think, you know, he was alive for a few moments. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, very difficult still to this day. That's something that you don't ever get over, something like that.
Right. I'm so sorry.
And so, you know, so many times in our Christian radio, it's, you know, positive. Mm-hmm. Everything's up and happy and positive. But we look at the Psalms, we look at Scripture, and you know, there is lamentations. Mm-hmm. There are times where everything isn't always happy, and you know, I mean, it's not happy, positive, yay when we're losing a child. So let's talk a little bit about Nicholas, your child that was born. Was he born stillborn?
He was stillborn. Yes.
Did he come to full? Was it full term?
No, not full term. We were about 6 months in. Mm-hmm. He had passed away several weeks before we actually gave birth. We didn't know that he had passed. So we had just seen him on ultrasound waving and moving around, and the doctor and I joked about how much movement there was with him. Mm-hmm. And they figured probably maybe even days after we saw him waving literally at the camera. And so it's, you know, all loss is difficult. And you mentioned, you know, lament, and it's a sacred ground, lament. You know, we go through grief and we go through these journeys in life. When we just relinquish to God's process in it, who he becomes is so incredible. And so through Nicholas and our other losses, I mean, who God's become is priceless in that. So, but yeah, our little Nicholas is a special little guy. Special little guy. He ended up, we had an autopsy done, and he had four different disabilities. And so it would have been a very difficult life for him here.
Mm-hmm.
But he looked just like his little brother that we have, Sam. Our rainbow boy was Samuel. So,
okay.
Yeah, and I look at him and I'm going, oh my goodness. When Sam was born, it was kind of incredible to notice the similarity in their facial features. So
you know, this song before we said hello was this song obviously about the loss of a child. And then you wrote a devotional. Can we talk a little about this 30-day devotional then? So, because someone might be listening right now who, you know, has experienced this, or maybe they know someone who's lost an infant or has just gone through a miscarriage. Could you talk a little bit about this devotional that you have?
Sure. One of the things that we discussed was that we didn't want each day to be very long, because when you're in the middle of grief, it's sometimes hard to read. I know I had a lot of difficulty picking up the Word of God, because you go through everything that you go through in grief, which is anger and asking why. And what I really loved about working with Steve on this is that he and I are very kindred in the thought that God wants us to be honest in our grief. And so a lot of the days, it's not a quick fix. It's not a, okay, let's be happy now kind of devotional. It is, let's get real with our grief and the process in grieving. Let's acknowledge the fact that we don't understand why this happened and where was God. And it's okay. We can ask big questions because he's a very big God and he wants us to enter into this honestly. I mean, our relationship with him, going forth and just being truthful about our heart, he already knows anyway. So that's so important as we wrote this, to just really allow the reader to sit and just be honest with where they're at. And then the journaling space, I think they are going to need an extra notebook to write. I don't know if they're anything like me. They're going to need an extra notebook to write out how they feel, because there are some leading questions that they can go off. Or sometimes it's just writing out a prayer to the Lord and saying, God, I don't understand, and you feel absent to me. You know, but and often he does feel silent to us, but God's not a feeling always. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much truth. So there's lots of scripture in there too that we can stand on and rely on. And the other beautiful thing, and probably one of my favorite, I have two favorite things about this. One of them is that it's infused with stories of other people who have experienced loss like this. And they have varying degrees, and the situations are all very different. And that's this journey. We all have a different journey, and it all looks different. But there's an element of hope, because each person that shared their story in the book also offers the hope that they received from God. And it feels like you're sitting in a room with a group of friends that are walking the same journey as you. And of course, the last favorite thing that I have about this book, and this was such a gift to me, is that on the cover is this tiny little circle, and in that circle are a copy of Nicholas's footprints.
Oh, beautiful.
And so though his feet have never touched earth, they will go everywhere.
Yeah, they're in this devotional. It's amazing. You can find more information about this devotional before we said hello. Finding hope after pregnancy loss and infant loss by going to musicforthesoul.org. And also included with the book are QR codes that let you download two songs. And I'm going to go ahead and play one of those songs right now. I'm going to play for you the song Before We Said Hello. And this is Becky singing on this song. And my friend Steve wrote the song. Steve's my buddy. But I want you guys to kind of listen to this and pay attention as we continue this discussion here on the Rick Altizer Show. This is Becky Nordquist, Before We Said Hello.
How you were wanted. We like a flower that was crushed before it could bloom, like a story just begun that ended much too soon. The grief love interrupted that has no place to go. We said goodbye before we said. Someday I'll see you, but that doesn't fill the ache I'm feeling now. Your life was so special,
so special,
such a miracle.
Now life goes on, but I just don't know how.
That was Before We Said Hello by Becky Nordquist, and that is on the you get that as a download when you get the devotional she wrote, Before We Said Hello, and you can get information on that as well, as I said before, by going to musicforthesoul.org. So talk to me about recording that song. What a powerful song. You know, we're talking about, you know, not a this isn't happy. This is very heartfelt, very, I could just hear as you were singing, I could hear the cry. You know, talk to me about the process of recording that. Emotionally, what was going on as you were singing that?
Well, it certainly is very different from leading worship every Sunday, because that's primarily what I've been doing for a while here. So, you know, music has always played such a healing place in my life. I know that definitely God has used it in keeping me alive, literally. Being in the studio, I specifically brought pictures of our process of losing Nicholas. And you can see that. I think Steve actually has a couple photos on his website, Music for the Soul, and on my website. I have a bunch of pictures, too. And you know, just to remember, and, you know, it heals a place in me to kind of go back into that time and emote about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we did have the 5 losses of pregnancy, and that's the hard part, because that baby's so real to you, but really wasn't real to anyone else other than mm-hmm. you telling them.
Mm-hmm.
So it just was really meaningful. And I'm so humbled and honored. I mean, because there are 1 in 4. So, I mean, God could have chosen anyone to sing this song. And it almost makes me want to cry now because I'm just a chicken farmer that has a goat and horses. And I love Jesus. And I don't know why he's put my feet on this path, but I'm grateful because mm-hmm. To be broken for the broken mm-hmm. is an honor. And mm-hmm. the stories and, you know, the stories that have come already so early in the project have just, it's humbling for someone to come up and offer their heart to you
mm-hmm.
and to be able to weep with them and help hold their child that is not living on earth for a period of time and pray with them and just let them know that they're not alone. A lot of people, the isolation, depression, suicide, and being suicidal for women and men who have lost, it's serious. And so I don't take one story lightly or one moment with a face-to-face person that has experienced loss. I just don't take that lightly, and I'm honored.
Someone who is experiencing this loss, you know, what would you say to them? And, you know, how would you encourage them right now?
Well, most of all, I want them to know they're not alone. They're not alone because there's so many of us, for one, but they're not alone because they have a God who is always ever present, and he catches their tears, and their prayers fall into the heart of a loving father, even when they feel like they're hitting the ceiling. And your baby's life mattered. It doesn't matter if it was 4 weeks gestation and nobody knew but you, mm-hmm. or if it was full term, or hours after birth, or mm-hmm. even months. Your baby's life mattered, and your grief is your grief.
You know, part of this process, obviously, you know, the husbands aren't having the child and, you know, inside them. You're feeling this child move. You're connected to the child in a way, you know, as a man, you know, I can never really fully understand the connection a mom has with a child. Mm. You know, I physically can't ever grasp what that would be like to have this life inside of you. And can we talk a little bit about some of your husband's process through this and how he, you know, because men go, you know, it's grieving for men as well, mm-hmm. although it's different physically, there's still an emotional grief. How did your husband navigate this? How did he kind of work through these issues?
You know, I always say that Dave is my string holder because I'm the creative in the house, although Dave does have a very creative side. He's the more linear thinker and engineer. He is an engineer. So, but he, you know, as we've talked, you know, of course, initially he was the rock, you know, just holding me. But as we've processed through his grieving process, he talks a lot about just feeling responsible to take care of me. You know, as a guy, he feels, you know, like he needs to fix the problem
mm-hmm.
and he needs to kind of control parameters and protect. And, you know, that's a very strong characteristic in my husband, too. He's just very much the I'm going to take care of things and protect my wife. And so he very much was such an incredible support. But in his own heart, you know, he didn't know if he was doing the right thing. And he didn't know really how to deal with that level of loss because he was excited. But again, like you said, you know, he's not carrying the child physically. So, I mean, he'd felt Nicholas move certainly, you know, through my stomach. But I mean, other than that, you know, it wasn't quite as intimate as a mother to child. He did a lot of his grieving when he was out mowing the lawn or out on a walk.
Mm-hmm.
He's introvert anyway, so he does a lot of his thinking time when he's outside or working on a project like car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's difficult because men are often the unsung heroes too. and they don't talk about it a lot, even more so than women. So when we're talking about a topic where women aren't really talking about it much, the guys really aren't talking about it much. So yeah, important to create space and community for guys too. But yeah, his heart was broken, but it was in a different way. And, you know, he did things like paint the nursery and put the crib up and, mm-hmm. you know, more tangible things like that. So having to take it all down was a big part of his grief.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other kids? Do you have other children?
We do. Dave and I have two small kids. They're both rainbow babies. Grace is 6 and Sam is 4. And then we're also a blended family. So we have a lot of older children. When I say a lot, I mean a lot. We have 6 older kids. So they range from 28 years old down to 23.
Okay.
So they're all adults. And in fact, you know, we have one daughter that we have 2 grandkids and 1 on the way. And she's also experienced a pregnancy loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a one big family when we're all together. But it is a riot. You know, and then we had little kids. Dave and I had ours, you know, Grace and Sam and Nicholas. And, you know, we have the 5 babies in heaven, too. But, you know, we said it's either going to keep us young or it's going to kill us. We're not sure yet. It's still totally out, you know, out for up for grabs yet.
Well, you're listening to the Rick Altizer Show. My guest today is Becky Nordquist, singer and author. And we're talking about her devotional book that she's written called Before We Said Hello, Finding Hope After Pregnancy Loss and Infant Loss. And you can get more information about that devotional by going to musicforthesoul.org. Also with the book is a download for 2 songs. We played one of those songs today, but I was wondering if you could come back for next week and we'll go ahead and talk, because you said something about those children being in heaven. I'd like to discuss that a little bit more and mm-hmm. look into that. And I just think this is such an important topic that I don't think we can really fully do it justice in just a half hour interview. So were you good to come back for next time?
I would love to.
All right. Well, thank you, Becky, so much for being here.
Thank you.
People want to get more information on you and on things you're doing, how can people find out more info on you online?
Well, certainly I have a website. You can certainly ask Steve too, but my website is www.beckynordquist.com.
Nordquist is NORDQUIST.
That's right.
BeckyNordquist.com. And also by going to musicforthesoul.org. Steve Seiler is my friend, a good friend who's been on the show about 5 times. And in that, they specialize in music for healing. So mm-hmm. you'll see things about loss of a loved one or men struggling with pornography or women's self-image issues. And here, this new project is, finding hope after pregnancy loss and infant loss. So, again, if you know somebody who has struggled with this or has had this happen or you're just yourself, I encourage you to share this this podcast, this show with them. And you can get more information on where to find this by going to rickaltizer.com. Or just looking anywhere online where you listen to podcasts by checking out The Rick Altizer Show. Becky, thanks for being with me this week, and we look forward to having you again back next week.
Thank you.
If there's a show you've missed, you can go to my website, rickaltizer.com, and catch up. Or you can listen to my podcast in iTunes or wherever you hear your podcasts. Just search for The Rick Altizer Show. Altizer is spelled Altizer. I want to thank you for listening. Hey, would you tell a friend about this show and share the love? Be sure to check us out again next week as we discuss how we communicate the gospel through media to our culture. Let's be clear so the world can hear. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Like a flower that was crushed before it could bloom, like a story just begun that ended much too soon. The grief love interrupted that has no place to go. We said goodbye before we said, oh, say you're in heaven, and someday I'll see you. But that doesn't fill the ache I'm feeling now. Your life was so special,
so special,
such a miracle.
Life goes on, but I just don't know.